Dr. DeSoto. Dr. DeSoto, the dentist, did very good work, so he had no end of patients. Those close to his own size, moles, chipmunks, etc., sat in the regular dentist's chair. Larger animals sat on the floor, while Dr. DeSoto stood on a ladder. For extra-large animals, he had a special room. There, Dr. DeSoto was hoisted up to the patient's mouth by his assistant, who also happened to be his wife. Dr. DeSoto was especially popular with the big animals. He was able to work inside their mouths, wearing rubbers to keep his feet dry, and his fingers were so delicate and his drill so dainty they could hardly feel any pain. Being a mouse, he refused to treat animals dangerous to mice, and it said so on his sign. When the doorbell rang, he and his wife would look out the window. They wouldn't admit even the most timid-looking cat. One day, when they looked out, they saw a well-dressed fox with a flannel bandage around his jaw. "I cannot treat you, sir," Dr. DeSoto shouted. "Sir, haven't you read my sign?" "Please," the fox wailed. "Have mercy. I'm suffering." And he wept so bitterly it was pitiful to see. "Just a moment," said Dr. DeSoto. "That poor fox," he whispered to his wife. "What shall we do?" "Let's risk it," said Mrs. DeSoto. She pressed the buzzer and let the fox in. He was up the stairs in a flash. "Bless your little hearts," he cried, falling to his knees. "I beg you, do something. My tooth is killing me."
"Sit on the floor, sir," said Dr. DeSoto.